אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד עשר הספירות.
We are reading in the study of the ten spirit, part 10,
דף תף תף.
Item 77.
תלמוד עשר
ספירות.
75. חלק י'.
The words of the Ari. The study of the ten spirit, part 10.
אנחנו באות עין ה'.
Item 75. The words of the Ari.
דברי הארי כמובן. אחר כך, ה' אחרונה דסג הכולל,
afterwards,
the
last ה' of the general sag is מלכות of פרצוף, of the general פרצוף sag, and it too is like the first ה', which are the three ה'.
ה' בגימל קבים.
Three in גימטריה. Three in the first three lines, Kachab. Three in the middle three lines, Chagat. Five. Five in the three bottom lines, Nehi. And all three Hays are internality. There is also another one in externality, and they are three different Hays divided in the above mentioned manner. Again, item 75, the words of the Ari.
Afterwards,
the final hay of the general sag is machut of the general patsuf of sag, and it too is like the first hay, which are the three hays.
Hey, begimel kavin rishon.
Hey, in the first three lines, kahab. Hey,
chagat.
In the three lines, middle lines, Chagat. Hey, in the three bottom lines, Nehi. And all three Heys are internality. And there's also another one in externality. And they are three Heys, three other Heys, divided in the above mentioned manner. Inner lights. Item 75. Explaining the final hay of the general sag, etc., like the first hay, which are three hays, etc., as internality.
This
bottom hay is nukva. To Zanpin of Sag, and it is also a complete Patsuf, Rosh Toch Sof, implied in the three Hays, like the first Hay, which are Chabad, Chagat, Nehi. Also, internality is necessarily discerned in her, meaning Rosh Toch Sof. Of its own construction.
דבינינה עצמה, סליחה. דהיינו, ראש תוך סוף דבינינה עצמה.
Meaning, ראש תוך סוף of its own construction, and the three Hays of externality, which are Nehi, clothed in Chagat Nehi of the bottom one,
below her,
which are the two final Hays.
בחינת נהי דמוכין דגר אל התחתון, שהם בחינת ה'
and also the final nehi of mochin of gal to the bottom ones which are
המתלבשים בראש תוך סוף של התחתון
three phases of clothes of mochin clothes in ראש תוך סוף of the bottom ones which are below the screen and coarseness of the bottom hay of sag as it is below her because the rule is that every lower one with respect to its upper one is always in a lower discernment, lower phase, because the ladder of degrees never changes. And it is known that the one below the bottom hay of Sag is the Anpin of the general Atzilut.
אנחנו באות עין וב דברי הארי. ואומנם, כמו שרחל לוקחת האחוריים דזרנפין בסוד פנימיותה, ונעשה בה מוחין,
Item 76, the words of the Ari. Indeed, as Rachel, Rachel takes the achorayim, the posterior of Zeranpin, into its internality, and it becomes mochin in her, so it is here, because the externality of Vav, of the general Sag, which did not have, which was not necessarily in its place, descends and becomes the internality to this final Hey, which is Malchut of the general Sag. Again, 76. However, as Rachel takes the bottom, takes the posterior of Zeranpin as her internality, and it becomes Mochin in her, so it is here, because the externality of the Vav of the general Sag, which was not necessary in its place, descends and becomes internality to this final Hey, which is Malchut of the general Sag.
Vainyan, ki hine bi'arnu, ki Malchut zo, de Sag ha-kolel, yesh ba gimel ha-hei.
77. The thing is that we explained that this Malchut of the general Sag has three Heys in her, in internality, and three Heys in her, three Heys in the Hey of externality, and the Hey of the bottom third of the externality, which is the externality of Nehi of Malchut of Sag, descended into Zeranpin of Atzilut to make for him inner Mochin. Again, 77. The thing is that we explained that this Malchut of the general Sag has three Heys in her, in the Hey of internality, and three Heys in the Hey of externality. And the third Hey, the bottom one, in the externality, which is the externality of Nehi, of this Malchut of Sag, descended into Zeranpin of Atzilut to make for him to become his inner Mochin, as it is known. 78. The resulting rule is that the first Hey of the name is the name, is the first name Sag, comprising 10 Sfirot, internal and external. And it is called Tvuna. It has Gar in it, called Bina, and Dvak, called Tvuna. And Malchut in it is called Tvuna, and the externality of the Nehi of this Malchut is also called Tvuna. Again, 78, the words of the Ari. The resulting rule is that the first Hey of the name is the first name Sag, comprising 10 Sfirot, internal and external. It is called Tvuna. It contains Gar, which are called Bina, and Vak, which are called Tvuna. And Malchut in it is called Tvuna. The externality of Nehi of this Malchut is also called Tvuna. Inner Light, item 78, explaining the resulting rule is that the first Hey of the name Sag contains 10 Sfirot, internal and external, and it is called Tvuna. To thoroughly understand this rule, we need to understand the difference between Abba ve'ima and Yesut to the fullest. The place of division of Abba ve'ima and Yesut is presented in the words of the Ari above, where the name Sag of Ak, which did not expand from Tabo and below to Ma and Bon, is regarded as tastes. And this is regarded as Abba ve'ima. That part of Sag which expanded into Ma and Bon of Ak through its, through the end of its raglaim, legs, is regarded as Nekudot, dots, and Yesut with respect to the tamim, to the tastes. It is explained there that the first expansion of Sag which had the level of Ab of clothing, had to end on par with the Glaim of Ab, meaning above Tabu of Ab.
But
the dots of Sag, which was refined into the level of Bina only without clothing of Ab, expanded from Tabu of Ak and below, and connected there with the bottom Hay.
Thus,
you see the great difference between the tastes, which are the level of upper Abba Ve'ima, which never connected to the bottom Hay, and the second restriction did not govern them at all. And the dots of Sag, which are only the level of Bina, without clothing of Ab, in them, the root for the connection of the bottom Hay with the first Hay was made, meaning the second restriction. Afterwards, when the bottom Hay rose, and the coupling in the Nikve Naim of Sag was done, the coupling was initially made on the records of tastes, whose level expanded from Pei of Sag through Tabu. And it is discerned by the name Akudim, tied. For because they come from the records and tastes, they have no record of the second restriction in them, called Nikudim dots. And they are regarded as Gav of Bina of Ak. But from Tabu of Ak, which is also the Tabu of Sag, from there downward, the 10 Sfirot of Nekudim emerged in the form of the bottom Hay in the Einaim. You find three divisions here concerning the connection of the bottom Hay with the Einaim. The first is the taste of Sag of Ak, which are upper Abba Ve'ima, in which there is a level of Ab, in a manner of clothing. Second is the two parts on the level of Bina of Sag, because through Tabu, which is the Yud-K, it's Yud-K, there is still no memory, no connection with the bottom Hay. Only from its Tabu and below, the connection with which is its Vav K, there the connection with the bottom Hay, the Einaim, is done. Besides the above, it's been explained that in Gar of Bina, wherever they are, the bottom Hay does not govern them at all. It is known that every discernment, every phase in Atzilut receives its corresponding phase in Ak. You find that upper Abba Ve'ima of Atzilut, which are Bina in coarseness and Ab in clothing, they suckle from upper Abba Ve'ima of Ak, which are the first expansion of Sag of Ak, called Ta'amim, tastes. They never descended below Tabu of Ak. But Yisud of Atzilut are the level of Bina, without clothing of Ab. Hence, they are regarded as Havaya of Sag. And they suckle from the Bina of Ak, which already descended below Tabu, but from Ga of Bina. But from the phase of Ga of Bina, Yisud are also clean of the bottom Hay, because they too suckle from the Ga of Bina of Ak above Tabu, which are regarded as Akudim. Hence, the bottom seven of Yisud are already regarded as the bottom Hay in the Einaim, from the roots in Ak as well, because the bottom seven of Bina of Ak are already below the Tabu, meaning the 10 Sfirot of Nikudim, where Ga of Nikudim are regarded as its Chagat, and Zat of Nikudim are regarded as its Nehim.
ולפיכך יש כאן
here in Atzilut there are two manners of division of Samach and of Mem,
the roots,
which are Abba ve'ima, which are all Samach, and Yesut, which are all Mem.
Abba ve'ima
are discerned as the flavors that are extended from the flavors, the taste of Ak, which have no connection to the in the roots to the bottom hay, since they are the first expansion of Sag of Ak. Hence, wherever they shine, they lower the bottom hay from the Einayim. But the Mem, which are Yesut, although their gar are clean as well from the bottom hay, in their roots in Sag of Ak, they are that part of Sag that descended below the Tabu and connected with the bottom hay. Hence, their illumination does not remove the bottom hay from the
Einayim.
And this is the fundamental division between Abba ve'ima and Yesut. However, both Abba ve'ima and Yesut are divided into five potsufim in and of themselves. As was written above concerning Havaya of Sag, which is Yesut. And it is also so in Abba ve'ima. And then each of them is divided into Samech and Mem. Because Chabad Chagat of each one is regarded as Gar. And as Samech. And Nehi of each one is discerned as the bottom seven below the Posa, which are extended from the bottom seven of Sag of Ak, which are Nekudim, and are regarded as Mem. However, there's a division between Abba ve'ima and Yesut, since in Abba ve'ima there are only four Sfirot included in them. And in Yesut, five Sfirot.
וזה אומרו,
it was said,
יש בגר הנקרא בינה.
It is gar in it, called Bina, meaning Chabad Chagat in her, which are the two upper hays in her. But the third hay, whose externality already clothed in the Hanbin of Sag, they are discerned as the Mem in her, herself. Although every Havaya of Sag is Tvuna, it has nevertheless been explained that in the Gao of the level of Bina, there is no control to the bottom hay, as in upper Abba ve'ima, which are Ab. And the Chasadim there are covered as well. And their coupling is never stops. Because Gao of the level of Bina are completely like upper Abba ve'ima, although they are discerned as Havaya of Sag. And the whole difference between them is that upper Abba ve'ima, which are the level of Ab of clothing, are clean from the bottom hay in their roots in Ak. But Sag, which is only the level of Bina, has a connection with the bottom hay at its root in Ak, because it descended below Tabo of Ak into the inner Ma and Bon and connected there with the bottom hay. It was said, Vak, which is called Tvuna, and its and the Malchut in it is called Tvuna. And the externality of Nehi of Malchut, this Malchut, is also called Tvuna. It has already been explained that the bottom hay of the level of Bina already has connection with the bottom hay in the Einayim, because they are extended from their corresponding phase in the Kudim of Ak. Hence, Gar Havaya of Sag, which are the Yud K in her, are filled with Yudin, Yuds. This filling of Yud implies the coarseness of the first restriction. However, the Vav of Havaya of Sag already has the filling of Aleph, where the filling indicates the screen and coarseness of the first restriction. Hence, Vak in her is called Tvuna. It was said, Malchut in her is called Tvuna, and the externality of Nehi of Malchut is called Tvuna. These two Tvunot, plural of Tvuna, are two forms, phases of Nehi of Saga, expanding in the place of Zeranpin, which are the main carriers of the name Tvuna, because the name Tvuna is interpreted in the Zohar as an acronym for son and daughter, meaning the form, meaning descendants Zeranpin, because Zeranpin clothes from Tanhi and below of Havaya of Sag, which are her Malchut, and her inner Nehi. And also the clothes, the garments of Mochin from the Malchut of the externality expand in it, which are externality and her Nehi. They are regarded as the two bottom Tvunot. One, the Malchut in her, meaning from Tabo and below, which are the inner Nehi, which Zeranpin clothes alone, and they did not become clothes or garments of Mochin because they are internal. And two, external Nehi of this Malchut, which became the clothes of Mochin in
it.
Now we have a report concerning the study material. Hello friends, we want to update that tomorrow we're beginning to study the study materials for Passover. We will have more than 30 days of studying materials. Mainly, it will be the writings of Rabash, some articles of Baal HaSulam, and from tomorrow we'll have the Passover booklets. We'll study also Shaar Kavanot, the Ari, for Passover, so you can take your booklets for Passover. So that's starting tomorrow.
אז נספר לכם שלוח השידורים שלנו
להיום. Our broadcast today. Now we will go down to the meal. At 11:45 we'll have the lesson preparation. At 12, noon lesson will end with a song.
זכרתי לחסד נעורייך, אהבת כלולותייך, אהבת כלולותייך. לכתך אחריי במדבר, בארץ לא זרוע. לכתך אחריי במדבר, בארץ לא זרוע. זכרתי לחסד נעורייך, אהבת כלולותייך, אהבת כלולותייך. לכתך אחריי במדבר, בארץ לא זרוע. לכתך אחריי במדבר, בארץ לא זרוע.